This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a church fighting for their rights to peaceably assemble. That story, right after this short message.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
Across the nation, church buildings were empty for the first time on Easter Sunday. Many churches opted to celebrate Resurrection Sunday in alternative ways. While some pastors were relying on modern technology to stream into congregants' homes and mobile devices, others have turned back the hands of time for a modern recreation of the drive-in movie. Churchgoers arrived at parking lots, tuned their FM radios to the service broadcast, and were ushered into their parking spots to be able to see the pastor while socially distancing from inside the safety of their cars. Unfortunately, in some states and cities, government officials have decided to ban religious services, even if the congregants remain in their cars for the entirety of the service. That's what happened in Louisville when Mayor Greg Fisher and the Kentucky governor ordered police to record the license plates of every vehicle parked in the church's own lot and let the owners know that they would be forced by the public health department to quarantine for 2 weeks. First Liberty and a local Louisville law firm are representing On Fire Christian Center in this case. The Saturday before Easter, Federal District Judge Justin Walker issued a temporary restraining order against the mayor's decision to ban religious services, even if the congregants remained in their vehicles. He said that the mayor's decision is beyond reason and unconstitutional. He ruled that the ban was violating the First Amendment Free Exercise Clause. While prohibiting gathering in parking lots for church services, Mayor Fisher and Governor Beshear have not stopped outdoor gatherings of non-religious services, for example, drive-through liquor stores, and including the parking lots of those liquor stores. While the city leaders said that the churches could participate in online services, the judge rejected that defense. He even made note that the Greek word for church, ekklesia, literally means assembly. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver commented that the decision by Judge Justin Walker underscores the fact that the First Amendment does not evaporate during a crisis. Many of the restrictions across the country on churches and houses of worship are unconstitutional because they prohibit religious gatherings while allowing a multitude of non-religious gatherings. Mass gatherings are permitted in liquor stores, Home Depot, and a multitude of retail stores, when smaller and less frequent gatherings are prohibited in church parking lots, or with social distancing inside the church while allowed in a myriad of secular commercial locations. The First Amendment demands religious scrutiny of the government's choices. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.